Hello, service.
Hey, this is Jonathan, NSD.
Okay.
The customer is willing to take the wait for the 3-hour ETA.
All right. And what kind of vehicle is it?
It is a 2001 BMW X5, and the color is black.
Okay, and what's wrong with it?
This is a busted coolant, and it's a, let me see. Here, let's look at this ticket. Yeah, a busted coolant line, and she's just not taking that risk, because she just wanted to get it towed back to the house.
All right. How many miles to the vehicle?
It says 7 for us.
Okay. 7 miles to the vehicle or unloaded. I mean, or loaded.
Oh, unloaded is 13 miles.
All right. 13 miles. That's out of our area. So you have to add out of area fee there.
Right. Mm-hmm. We can add a $25 out of area fee for you.
That's fine. And then you can send it to the email file.
All right, may I have your name?
Andrew.
All right, you said a 3-hour ETA?
Correct.
All right, just waiting for my system to load up.
Okay.
All right, the email is roadsidequality@gmail.com.
That's correct.
All right, I just sent it. Let me know if you got it.
All right, 1 second. Okay. I do have it, but I don't see where you approved the out of area.
Oh, I had put in the provider notes for you. Here, let me see if my supervisor saw it as well. So I'm waiting for a response to that.
It's not on my site. I can't see it.
There we go. There's already an active PO for this call. Okay. Did you decline it?
No, you sent it by email, so there's no way to decline or anything like that. You know, you actually sent it already to me, so it's by email. It's not by digital.
Okay, give me 1 second. I added it through our additional provider fees, and then it's just not letting me take it through. You are a special provider for us as well, so it should
go in. Yeah, so you can just put that in the note, and then I'll supplement.
All right. Yeah. All right, let's see. All right, so I did put in the notes that you wanted supplemented.
Okay. So you sending me a copy with that on it or no?
I am, yes, sir. Give me 1 second. So I put it in our internal notes, and I'm also going to put it in your provider notes.
Okay.
All right, did the notes update for you?
Have you resend the email? I didn't get it. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to get to it now.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. Here, let me see if I can get my supervisor to override this so she can get it sent.
Okay.
All right, and the one that was dispatched already in the provider notes, it does show that that you wanted the $25 out of area fees, the out of area fee supplemented.
You said what's going on?
I said in the one that was dispatched already. I have it in the provider notes that is that you wanted the out of area fee supplemented, and it's also in the provider notes.
The one that you already sent, but I couldn't see it. So how comes? Because when they add that out of area fee, I'll be able to see the note under special instruction and comment. I'll be able to see the note there, so that if payable don't pay, I can show them. That's the only one I know. I have it, and payables can see it. Because when it's not there, payables will not pay.
Are you able to reload the page and see if it'll reload that way? So it's,
yeah. I have reloaded the page like 50 times. It's the same thing. Nothing changes.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, what it says, key location. Keys will be on the driver's seat. Death keys on the driver's mat, unattended to, breakdown reason, busted coolant, that's it. Service mechanical. So the out of area proof should have been there, but it's not there. Because either you add it directly to the PO or you add it in note and then we supplement. That's how they usually do it.
All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to talk to my supervisor about this, see if she can get this redispatched for you.
All right.
All right, sir, are you there?
Yes. Yeah, I think I just got it. Let me see. All right. Yeah, we good.
All right. All right, sorry for the difficulties. It's just our system being weird.
Okay, so we good. All right, thank you.
All right, you have a good day.
You too.